This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush invited House and Senate leaders to an early morning meeting at the White House today to discuss the wording of a congressional resolution that could back the use of military force against Iraq. He also is urging the United Nations to keep up the pressure on Baghdad, despite Iraq's offer to let weapons inspectors return for the first time in nearly 4 years. At the UN, Security Council members are divided over whether a new UN resolution on Iraq is needed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Earlier this week, Secretary of State Colin Powell was talking about a new momentum at the United Nations, a readiness to pass a tough resolution on Iraq. Now it could be a challenge for him and the Bush administration to get the council to agree on any resolution to force Iraqi compliance in the wake of Baghdad's offer to allow inspections. During a trip to Nashville yesterday, President Bush described Iraq's Saddam Hussein as a man who has deceived the world and said the UN should be wary.
For the sake of liberty and justice for all, the United Nations Security Council must act in a way to hold this regime to account, must not be fooled, must be relevant to keep the peace.
But one permanent member of the Security Council, Russia, has already gone on record saying there's no need for any council action at this point. Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, argued the UN should just let weapons inspectors do their job now that they have an invitation to return to Iraq. He spoke through an interpreter.
We have a decision taken by Iraq to receive the inspectors without conditions. They have to get there now. And after the work of the inspectors, we have to judge by the specific facts whether they can do their job or not. If they can, then they will report back to us. Each 6 months, they will be reporting back to the Security Council on their work.
But U.S. diplomats argue that the UN has been deceived by Iraq before and should ensure that these inspections have more bite. And they insist the inspectors should have unfettered access to any site, even Saddam Hussein's palaces, to search for evidence of weapons of mass destruction programs. Secretary of State Colin Powell made clear these are issues the Security Council should address now, not down the road, as the Russians suggested.
It is a new road, a different road than what we have seen in the past, with tough conditions, tough standards, anytime, any place, any person, to make sure that we satisfy the need for disarmament. Remember, the issue is not inspectors. The issue is, in the first instance, disarmament. And then there are many other issues at stake here, having to do with the treatment of minorities in the country, having to do with terrorism, having to do with a number of other issues, to include the return of prisoners, that have to be dealt with before the will of the United Nations is satisfied.
UN officials are moving quickly to restart the weapons inspections. The chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, met yesterday afternoon with Iraqi diplomats to talk about preliminary arrangements for a new mission. The Bush administration, meantime, hopes to have a new draft UN Security Council resolution on the table by the end of this week to spell out the consequences of further Iraqi defiance. And in part of its effort to keep the UN focused on Iraq, the White House released what it calls a timetable of Saddam Hussein's deception and defiance. It lists all the times in the past the Iraqi leader has hindered the work of inspectors and ignored UN resolutions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.